The 4Ps Project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive Project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard of before. Don't buzz off, fellow listeners, as I've got something that will give your mind a good old sting, in a positive way. That's right, folks, we're talking about the giant Asian hornet today, and I'll give you some tips on how to be careful against this villainous Vespa. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The giant Asian hornet is a humongous species of hornet that is found in the forests of East Asia in places like Taiwan, China, and Japan. And when I say they're giant, I mean it, as most hornets can grow up to 2 inches long, almost the size of the palm of your hand. And unlike other wasps, who prefer to make their nests high up in the treetops, these buzzing behemoths make their homes deep underground, usually in the dens of other mammals. How deep, you may ask? Well, I'd say about 6 feet, considering how aggressive and territorial these murder hornets become when defending their nest. And they will often retaliate in dozens. Their stings are extremely painful, being described like a red-hot needle being pierced into your skin, which can last for days. While a single sting is usually not fatal, if you're allergic to the venom, well, that's a totally different story. 30 to 50 people die each year to these hellish hornets, so if you see a nest, kindly do yourself a favour and buzz off. And if that wasn't bad enough, giant Asian hornets have invaded continents such as the US and the UK. After accidentally being introduced to France in 2004, these freaks of nature have spread all across of Europe. And thankfully, there have been no sightings as of currently on the Isle of Wight, but the NNSS, Non-Native Species Secretariat, have encouraged its residents to report any sightings of these murderous midges, so that further action may be taken, because not only are humans at risk, but bees as well. You see, giant Asian hornets are no fussy eaters. Anything smaller than them is getting sourced with their venom and gobbled up. Honeybees are no exception, as groups of murder hornets will invade stacks of beehives, hoping to make a buffet out of its bumbling residents. However, honeybees from Asia have evolved a defence mechanism to turn the tables, something known as a heated bee ball. When a hornet breaks into a hive, hundreds of honeybees will swarm the attacker in a buzzing barrage, which raises the temperature significantly. As the situation heats up, so does the hornet, who is eventually cooked alive by the intense heat, and serves them right. Unfortunately, European and American bees are unable to pull this stunt off, so they are much more vulnerable to ending up as a hornet's chew toy. So if you see or hear one, be sure to report it. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.